The Chevy Vega is second place. It looked like a pile. Kind of a little station wagon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was awful. Didn't you have a friend once that ripped somebody else's car off and then left that in the side of the road?
Yeah, I did.
Number one.
Borrowed a Chevy Vega.
Did you really?
No. My friend borrowed a Chevy Vega. Oh. And it broke down on the side of the road, and he just left it there.
Why not?
They never saw him, really. The man he borrowed the car from could never thank him enough.
And the Yugo, of course, the number one car. The worst car to drive. Hi.
Hi, Robin. I just got a comment about that number 10, the VW bus.
See, everybody's mad about that.
No. Actually, I'm calling because I had two of those things, and you keep talking about the car fires that you see on the side of the road. Both of mine caught fire, and I'm thinking maybe that's why it made the top 10 list, because maybe the Pinto was a little bit higher on the list, but that VW bug...
Well, that thing, it would be like a chimney fire with the rosin residue left over from the...
I'll tell you what, you lose one and you think it's a fluke, you lose two, and it's like...
You know, if I lose one, I don't normally go back for round two. And it's the timing chain noise that is so ungodly. It'll cut you right down if you're standing on the side of the road. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Couldn't even see out the windows from the sticky residue of the rosin from the interior of the bus from so many dope smokers owning the bus.
Hi.
Robin, how about the Pacer? I figure you own one of those.
I would love to have a Pacer. In fact, I've begged Gruntner for a Pacer for years. I want to put it on a Jeep body. I want to just put it on the Jeep frame and paint it white winter camo, but he won't let me have one.
Great.
I love those cars. I think they're cool. Hello.
Hi, number two car, Vega. I had about 12 of them. I've got two right now.
12?
What?
Why?
Throw a V8 in them.
Oh, yeah. Camaro. Big block.
Is that like having a Monkees album collection owning 12 Vegas? What is that about?
Why would you like the body style? Is that it?
Yeah.
They're the second worst car.
Well, the only bad thing they had was the motor. Yank that out and throw in something good.
What would you put in there? What kind of a...
He puts a big block V8.
Small block.
Yeah. Oh, a small block.
No kidding. You're that kind of a guy, huh?
Yeah.
Don't people just look at you like you're just a total ass?
No. Not at all.
Well, we are.
If you miss...
And I thank you.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living? Are you a mechanic?
Accountant.
No.
Yeah.
No accountant sounds like this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
You're an accountant?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that guy sound like any accountant you'd put your financial...
Yeah, he does. He sounds like an accountant that might be willing to... bend that rule just until right before the breaking point.
What's going
on? Good morning.
Yes, what's going on at your house?
What were you slipping into?
Not too much. Listen, I used to live in Europe, right, on the Dutch-Belgian border.
Are you wearing your rubber suit?
It sounds like you're putting on a rubber suit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm driving, actually.
You are?
What's that flatulence?
Something? I think you're trying to slip a jumbo into a medium.
What is that noise that we're hearing?
Oh, it's the cord rubbing on my leather jacket.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right, leather man. I like a man that wears leather on a 70-degree day. Good smell to you, I'll bet you.
You guys are brutal. Uh-huh. I love it.
So,
don't say you guys.
You guyses, please.
Yeah.
We want that.
Guys, apostrophe. I used to live in Europe, and I used to drive to Paris every once in a while, and I had a 300 diesel. Right, and you could drive the Arc de Triomphe and have all those little Delphines going all around you, and nobody would ever touch each other at all.
Mm-mm.
I came up on a roundabout where there was nobody, and two of these little guys just smashed right into each other. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah.
Oh, please. It's
yes,
like,
I do.
It's
it was
like
two Delphines smashing head-on into one another. It was delightful. Yes, my Paris vacation.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing your story, Leather Boy.
Gracias.
By the way, a gentleman writes he's very angry with you, obviously a pothead. He said you referred to resin as rosin. Rosin is for a bow. Resin is from your dope.
Well, I can understand your anger.
And he said keep up the mediocre work. He wouldn't hear anything like that on NPR.
No, you sure wouldn't.
No, I agree with him 100%. 100 with one of those, God, what are those things called? You know, the little, 100%? This little thing on the end with that means percent. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was my question that I asked about 2 hours ago that never was answered.
Do you agree with the 100% there, Roy?
You know, Mrs. Pot Pie,
right.
Mrs.
Chicken Pot Pie.
I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100, 100 with a little thing.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, that little percent thing. I wonder what that could be. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Robin?
Sure.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the Renault Dauphine.
Mm-hmm.
Little information that maybe most people mm-hmm. don't know. You think the VW is Hitler's revenge. It's really the Dauphine because he was imprisoned by the French
right.
after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And they were told that he made a deal, his son actually made a deal with the French that if he would help them design a car, they'd let him go. And that is the result.
This guy is good.
You are crazier than a crap house rat.
Are you seeking asylum in Argentina, my friend?
Hello.
Yes, I am.
You're a different...
How'd you know?
Okay.
This is a different guy.
Uh-huh.
I was asking the previous caller, but if you...
Whatever you want.
If you insist.
All right, sweetie, what do you need?
How about the Matador? You guys forgot the Matador.
Well, we didn't make the list. This is a national list. By the way, and so, yeah, you know, I mean, it was a poll.
Well, that was the most ugliest car I've ever seen.
Say
in
that
my
again,
life.
Please. Would you please say that again?
That was the most ugliest car I've ever seen in
my
life.
Oh, boy, you're going right in the top of the heap, baby.
See, now what? All right, explain to me why some ugly cars will come back and be cool, will be hip to drive, like a student. That's what I'm asking, what are the qualities of the car? That's the question I was asking.
I just think that the Matador is going to make your list because
I'm
like a bug driving down the road.
You know, and your comment that that was the most ugliest car you'd ever seen now makes the list.
Where's Jimmy Young? Where did he go at?
Oh, hey, I bought me a Cadillac Eldorado. I was wondering why you guys don't beat up Roy Otis no more.
I said you guys are the most coolest.
How come we haven't played none of the new songs yet? I haven't heard no songs yet.
Hey, the Beatles have sounded real good.
Yeah, and now added on to that,
yes.
The most ugliest car.
The most ugliest car I've ever seen.
Congratulations, sir.
Well, that's just the Matador. I have to say, I never did like the Matador.
Yeah, I'm digging it, yeah.
Whing!
Yeah, that one just rocketed right over your head. Well, thank you very much. I always enjoy having a fellow like you on the air. Good morning.
If I can poke my nose in here for a second, I was just a small part of the Robin and Maynard cadre. I'm no Otis or Groinman, but I am a meticulous divorce attorney. Rick Jones, Goldberg Jones, at 1-800-DIVORCE.
Outstanding.
You know, Mrs. Pot Pie,
right.
Mrs.
Chicken Pot Pie.
I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice. Shut up!